We come here to talk to you about our project that we submitted to IOSH called Stand Tall. It's a dispatch end-of-line packaging solution, but its core is at the musculoskeletal disorders. That's what we were looking at, is how to engage the staff and how to help them. And the site at Park Royal is about 33,000 square feet, and it's purpose-built, and it houses a workforce of about 1,100 during our peak time, which is around spring, because sandwiches do really, really well during the school time. We produce about 1.6 million units, and that goes up to about 1.9. So as you can see, for a site that is not particularly big, there's a lot of people in there, which is our biggest asset, and they are in an environment that is very, very tight. We had a good bit of news. We won a large piece of business, and our production ramped up by 25%, which is fantastic. The only thing is, we have a very small dispatch area. It sits at about 450 square meters, and you've got 10 lines going into that area. You've got Nicole's team of about 30 to 40 people in there. You've got pallet trucks, you've got robo wrappers, you've got a lot of palletized stock waiting to be dispatched. So you are really, really limited. So we were looking at how we were going to get around this issue of space and also the speed of the product production, which means that staff are under a lot more pressure. About 1,700 sandwiches are coming through that line an hour over 10 lines. So Nicole has to manage that, and her team have to actually be doing a lot of twisting and a lot of movement. We've also got overreaching. They have to reach into the middle of the table. They have to bend and stoop. And with that many sandwiches coming out, the staff were complaining that they were getting sore backs. We were talking about ramping up the productivity. So all we're going to do is just make this issue worse. So we conducted, first of all, we conducted a manual handling assessment using the ARC tool. And when we looked at it, we could pick out 8 really, really poor ergonomics on your body. Poor movements, stooping, twisting. And at the end of the process, which we'll show you shortly, we got that down to 6. And they were all upper body movements with your arms. There was no twisting, people were straight. We enlisted the support of a food process manufacturer who produced conveyors, and they sent a man in, and we worked with them with our team to see what was possible. Throughout the trial, operators were engaged. We did videos. We got questionnaires, we had think tanks, and generally it wasn't a senior-led project, it was a team-led project. So this is what we ended up with. So you saw what bad was before, with the guy stooping and the guy twisting. This is what good looks like. So you've got the employer standing upright. It basically, the new conveyor actually forces them to stand upright. You'll see that they have got a visual of their colleague opposite, so they are engaging with their fellow workers. They're not bent over looking at the sandwiches. They are looking at their workers, and as they take the sandwiches, they're putting them on that steel tray, inspecting them, and then they're putting them on the box, and then sliding them.